Hello?
Hi, Noah. It's Tina again from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. I saw that you had called in earlier.
Yeah, you called me.
Oh, you're returning the call. Yeah, we were just following up because we're still having trouble processing this month's payment. So I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
I just used that card a couple times, so it should be fine.
You know, it's just saying issue generated error. So I don't know if perhaps you have to authorize the charge with your bank or if maybe the expiration changed or the billing address or something.
I don't know what to tell you. I just used the same card that's on file.
Okay.
And I checked my account, has plenty of money.
It's the MasterCard ending in 5382?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have expiration 5 of 27. Is that what you still have?
Yeah.
And 481 on the back?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe you could contact the credit card company or the bank and just ask them how come it's saying that. Because it's not going through. It says issue generated error.
I don't know what's going on with the card, but I'm still not on Google after a month. And I've only gotten allegedly one call from Facebook, and which I haven't, from Facebook ads, I haven't gotten a job from that. So, I think the card is unrelated, but
it's probably unrelated, but I want to let you know that it does say in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature that first page placement on Google takes 45 to 60 days. So it's always the second month that you see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition.
Right,
so
but I'm not even on Google yet. Like, I'm not even on at all. And another thing that's weird to me is you guys called me 8 times from Friday to today. Why didn't you just, it doesn't seem like, why? Why didn't you just call me twice? I'll get back to you when I can. I was on vacation. Like, why do you gotta call me 8 times?
I can't answer that because I only left the one message this morning. I didn't call you again. Let me see if someone else is calling because there is a note on here about, the video verification. You got that taken care of, right? Because it says that something was uploaded, or were you not able to do that yet?
Well, that's another thing that's weird with you guys. I've uploaded 3 different videos to Google. I called you guys after the first one that apparently didn't work for whatever reason. I've gotten no emails from Google or you guys about it, saying what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong, what my videos, you know, why they're not working. I called you guys about it, said what's going on, and you guys said you would call me back and still haven't called me back.
That's why I'm thinking someone from that department had been calling you, because I don't know, because I had just called you the one time this morning. Your account just fell into my queue this morning. I didn't even have it last week, so because all I deal with is the failed payments. But there's a note here from 9/16, which would be what, like last Wednesday, I think. And it says, more ways to verify Google to respond, new form submitted. So it looks like that video that you sent, they sent it over to Google, and for some reason or another, it wasn't accepted. So they're waiting to hear back from Google to see what the next step is. And I just want to let you know, Noah, and I'm so sorry that no one explained this to you, But when Google offers that video verification, and I know it's a huge hassle for you because you had to do it three times. Normally, it's just a 10-minute thing. Someone goes on there and uploads it, and it goes through, right? But for you, you had to do it three times. Now Google's rejecting it, and there's another step that's going to be involved, which we're waiting to hear back from, right? But when Google puts those steps in place, it's actually a good thing because it protects you as a small business from a large corporation trying to go into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have a valid business in the area. So that's all that's, you know, taking place behind the scenes, is that Google just wants to know that you're a valid business in the area. Once that's solidified, they say, okay, that's great. We're actually going to publish him. So let me just see here. The guy from the verification department is writing me back. I put, what's going on with video verification? He put, Google hasn't responded on the ticket we have. That's a technical ticket. I've created another contact form. In the meantime, if client wants to attempt regular video verification, it's recommended to lower the video camera quality in the client settings to keep the video under, I don't know, a certain resolution, I guess he's saying. Hold on a second, because I'm going to tell him he uploaded it three times already, right?
Well, yeah, and I've done each video like a week, like I did my first video like a week after I started with you guys, and then I did another one like a week later, and then another one another week later, noticing that they weren't going through. So, you know, this ticket shouldn't be, you know, from 4 days or from whatever, 7 days ago. It should be from like 20 days ago. So that doesn't make any sense. Another thing that doesn't make any sense is I called you guys like 2 weeks ago at least. I'd have to pull up my records. And no one has gotten back to me about it. And I don't really care. Like, I called someone. I don't remember who. But they said that they would get back to me that Monday. It was a Friday when I called. And still haven't gotten back to me about it. So whether there's no news or news, don't you think it would be nice if you called me on Monday when you said you would? You know what I mean? And then another thing that's weird is I got the credentials to sign into my dashboard, and then nobody told me how to operate my dashboard or anything like that until like a week and a half ago, so like almost a month in to having this dashboard. You know, I'm spending $250 a month on this. Like, why can't you guys spend, you know, the 10 minutes to, like, it takes someone to send me my credentials to log in. Why can't that same person take 10 minutes to tell me how to operate it? That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, why does it take an extra 2.5 weeks?
Right. No, that shouldn't take 2.5 weeks. Do you remember when you called in, you said it was a Friday and you weren't expecting a call back by Monday? Did you leave a message or did you talk to someone actually?
I talked to a person.
A person. Okay. Because I can probably go back and look at the notes and try to piece it together and see what happened. And what I can do to compensate you for all of this is I'll give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. So there's nothing I can do about the past due balance because in the terms and conditions, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 19th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. You know, so there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and that recurs to $498 on October 19th and so on and so forth until this settles. So, you know, I definitely don't want anything like that to happen to you because it sounds like there's been a lot of miscommunication on your account so far, right? So what I can do is, you know, once you figure out, you know, the problem with the card, you know, we can get that payment up to speed. And then, you know, rather than your next billing being on October 19th, I would give you an extra 2 weeks for free. So, you know, without looking at the calendar, that probably would take us to like, what, November 5th or something like that. So, you know, come November 5th, you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So if you don't have everything squared away and you're ranking on Google and you're not getting phone calls like you're expecting, then no problem. You call us and you cancel the account. You wouldn't have any further charges. But that way, at least you'll get more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Okay. At this time, I think I'm just going to put on my personal card.
Okay.
Charge the past due, and I want to cancel my account.
Okay, I can do that for you. So let me just go over here. And is it still the Skyline Road for the billing address on the personal account?
I'll do the personal account myself online. I don't want to tell.
Oh, okay. So if you go and log on to the dashboard, and I'll tell you this because you were frustrated that someone didn't kind of walk you through it. It'll give you a flag that says the account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. When
mm-hmm.
you click that, it will take you to the billing page where you can update your billing information. Once the payment goes through, I can circle back and just make sure that it gets canceled for you. That way you wouldn't have any further charges. And then if you like, I have James. He's in our verification department. He said that he could call you in a couple of minutes and help you, get that video verification uploaded in a, you know, lower resolution if you like. Because that way, at least, you know, whatever glitch there was with Google, you get that, you know, Google business page verified. You know what I mean?
I'm not interested in working with Local Splash anymore, so I don't want to get any more calls or anything. The only call I really want to get is your account has been successfully deactivated and no longer have to deal with you guys anymore.
Of course. Yeah, when I cancel it, because I have to manually do it after you pay, you'll get an email and a text showing that it's been canceled. Would you prefer that I personally call you as well, or is the email and the text sufficient?
Email and a text is good. There was something else. I don't know. I'm probably going to have to go through my emails again, but when I signed up, I requested to get an invoice from my payment, and I don't remember getting one. I should probably look again.
Oh, I can send that. Yep, I'll send you the one that you already paid, and then when the new one goes through, I'll send you a receipt for that one too, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Noah. I'll talk to you soon. Or actually, I won't because you said the email's okay, but I will, you know, if for some reason your personal card doesn't go through and I need to follow up, I will in a couple of days, but, you know, hopefully, you know, it'll be taken care of by then, okay?
All right, thank you. I don't mean to be rude to you. I probably have been too rude, but I just
No,
been
you're not.
Totally
I would be frustrated, too. That's why I was trying to, get, you know, kind of give you a little bit of extra free time on the back end, because industry standard for first page placement, even without having glitches, is 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. And that's where, you know, I apologize for these bumps in the road, but you really are at the cusp of where you're going to see some solid things for your business. You know, that's why I say, you know, at least if you wanted to, you know, since you have to pay that past due amount anyway, take advantage of the rest of the month that you're paying for and kind of let it come to full fruition. You know, because at the end of that time, when you actually do cancel, you have a stronger internet presence than you have right now, because at that point, your business is already optimized and verified on Google. You know what I mean? Because if not, it's almost like you took the $498 and threw it down the toilet, because you kind of canceled it before it had the chance to come to full fruition. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying, and logically you are correct, but the thing is, there's been no communication with me from local splash where it was stated that there would be. And when there has been communication, it's 2.5 weeks late, and I would rather either do it myself or hire somebody else. I really don't care about that extra 45 days of being, you know, I'd be verified 45 days early. You know, it's not, I have plenty of work right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not like swimming in work, but I'm not, you know, drowning in not enough work or whatever. So it's like, it's not worth the stress to me. Like, not even close.
Well, you know what, Noah? I'm going to at least help you out a little bit with that past due payment, because that does include $100 worth of Facebook ads, which would be a fresh batch of ads, which you're not going to have the opportunity to use if we just cancel it right away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll at least take those off, and that will lower your past due amount to $149. So I can at least, you know, do that for you to kind of help you out a little bit, because, you know, if you choose to, just because you have a bad taste in your mouth, you don't kind of go to another company and start over, then I know the timeline doesn't matter to you, but, you know, there's another expense there. So if I can help you and at least, you know, you can put that $100 towards something else, then, you know, I definitely will do it for you. So I've already made that adjustment. So when you go onto the dashboard, you'll see that rather than it being $249 past due, it's been changed to just $149.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Of course. No problem. And my name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you need anything else, you can always reach out to me. And then if not, like I said, I'll circle back and just make sure that this gets canceled once you're able to do that. Okay?
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome, Noah. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.